Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You're not allowed to discriminate based on gender identity in California.
And that's where the battle over parental rights begins.
This is a national issue. And in terms of fighting in California, I believe that we are at war.
A war over 100 words that define a parental notification bill sponsored by the group Protect Kids California. By statute, however, the Attorney General, in this case, Democrat Rob Bonta, controls the title and summary of an initiative he opposes.
This policy puts them in harm's way, emotionally, psychologically, mentally, physically.
The old tired and utterly inaccurate argument that standing up for some sort of normalcy in sexualizing children is putting transgender students at risk.
Okay, I don't know this story. What is happening?
William Lajeunesse actually does a really good job of spelling it out. We could let him. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Supporters say the initiative would require schools to notify parents if a child wants to identify as a different gender, block transgender athletes from female sports, and require students use facilities consistent with their birth gender.
A majority of Californians we know support the idea of parental notification.
Okay, so it is an initiative to be on the statewide ballot in California saying that you got to let, if your kid's having a mental health crisis and Johnny decides he's Jenny, you got to tell the parents. You can't, and we all know this is happening, surround him with activist lefty teachers encouraging him to be whisked down the conveyor belt of gender bending madness.
Hmm.
You got to involve the parents in that.
So, on one hand, I think a majority of Californians by far would agree that you do need to notify the parents. But my experience with the whole initiative thing is people are often misled by the way it's worded in the advertising and do the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's
so that
true.
That scares me a little bit.
Although this is not initiative pushed by some sort of greed head fake bullet train crap. This is parents who are tired of their kids being indoctrinated. This is true grassroots stuff. And Rob Bonta, who is utterly dishonest, he's a radical lefty, and I can't stand him. Listen to what he's trying to pull in the next clip.
By law, Bonta is required to prepare a, quote, true and impartial title and summary. Supporters of the measure say he's not doing that. He changed Protect Kids of California Act to Restricts Rights of Transgender Youth Initiative. He also changed Female Students Should Have Fair and Safe Opportunities to Compete to Prohibit transgender female students from participating in female sports.
It's inflammatory, it's prejudicial, it's incomplete, and it's inaccurate.
And it's biologically hilarious. Transgender female to compete in female sports? It's a dude. It's a boy. It's a male. We have terms for that already, and I just used them, Rob. Transgender female. So clearly, A, radical queer theory, radical gender theory meets dishonesty. Unfriggin' believable.
So just in general, this whole topic of kind of separating kids from their parents because parents can't be trusted thing really bothers me. As my kids have gotten older, I mentioned that I got a message from my hospital as my son was approaching his 12th birthday that I needed to download any records that I needed or anything like that, because once he turns 12, I don't have access to those without his permission. As a 12-year-old,
right.
I don't have access to his immunization records unless he gives me permission, which is crazy. And then we got this text on it, or I came across this. It was posted somewhere to us. I don't even remember where. There are so many ways to reach us, really. Might have been carrier pigeon. I took my daughter to her yearly physical today. She's still a minor, and the cheery nurse told her she will need a urine sample, and since she's 15, they will need to get her cell phone number so they can call with any results, and handed her the laptop to type in the cell phone number. I said, no, put my number in. The nurse looked at me and said, we like to call the patient for urine samples. My daughter looked at me confused, and I said, they're giving you a pregnancy test, and they want to hide the results from me and only tell you. The nurse just kept smiling. Parents, be vigilant. Do not let your child answer any questions a nurse hands your child on a computer or tablet without you looking to verify what it is. Let me remind you that they also give kids ages 12 and up a mental health screening without any informing the parent. They simply hand the child a laptop, ask them to answer a couple of questions. If they score higher than a 3 on the test, they answer more questions. One of these questions is, how often do you think your family would be better off with you dead? Parents, opt out of all of this nonsense and do not leave the room if the doctor wants to be alone with your child. So they trying to make you think, oh, it's just simple stuff, hand the kid the laptop. Then they'll answer a couple of questions, you know, are you ever frightened of your parents? Is there a gun in your home? I've seen some of this stuff. Yeah. And then start to separate you from your child based on this stuff. I hate this whole movement of you can't trust the parents.
Yeah, well, there's always a fairly reasonable pretext for it.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's, you know, they might get beaten for being pregnant, or the kid might be maltreated for being transgender, or there are a dozen different sorts of them. It's all the same. It's all, again, the Marxist idea of you've got to separate the children from the parents to radicalize the children. It's important. In fact, even the progressives in the early part of the 20th century in the United States made it clear the point of school is to change the kids from their parents' children to our children. It's out in the open. This is not secret stuff. This is not some sort of paranoid fantasy I've developed. The whole point of the critical theory thing and the gender clubs at school and the don't tell your parents about this stuff is to radicalize your children.
That's all true. And I just in general don't like the idea if one out of 300 kids has one of those unfortunate situations you've been talking about, that you have the entire rest of society, you cut the parents out of this stuff. That's just no way to run a culture.
Yeah, you're right. On just a purely family level, it's repugnant. It's terrible.
So, wow.
So speaking of gender-bending madness, congratulations. San Jose State University has quietly added a transgender player to its women's volleyball team. That means a man, a male, a boy, a dude. Do we have to review this? There's now a dude playing volleyball without alerting opposing teams or the new player's teammates that he was born a male. et cetera, et cetera. Good luck on that in your future endeavors, sir.
So what do you do as a parent? You got a 14-year-old girl. She's playing a sport where physicality is involved. And even in volleyball, it is. If you've seen that video of the girl getting smashed in the face when a guy hit the volleyball at her.
Towers over the net and smashes the ball right into her face. Yeah.
Was a trans woman. Is that the right term?
Male. A man.
I don't even know what the right term is if I was trying to be, use the right term. Anyway.
Trans woman.
But would you... So you show up to the volleyball match and you notice that there's a guy on the other team. What do you do? Pull your girl off the court or...
You know, I'd be sensitive to not embarrassing her.
Yeah, that'd be tough. That'd be tough.
If it became clear that there was physical danger involved, I would go militant on that.
I think with basketball, you got to. So anything like actual contact.
Yeah, there's that high school girls game where so many girls got injured by the dude throwing his weight around. They had to concede the game. They had to forfeit the game because they didn't have enough players left.
Although
because he hurt so many of them. Can you imagine being an adult in charge of that, permitting that to go on? The level of stinking cowardice in this country in the face of these radicals is just amazing to me and sickening.
I'm not arguing for this by any means, but my son's school, they play co-ed soccer in eighth grade. And I was kind of surprised because some of the eighth grade boys, like my son, is like 170 pounds. And some of those eighth grade girls are like 65 pounds.
Yeah.
And I mean, and soccer has some contact.
Oh, yeah. I coached both boys and girls at that very age. And the speed and violence of the boys' games versus the girls, it's
night and
day.
Yeah, I was just surprised that co-ed at that age still exists because I've seen some guys hit girls, like, you know, just hip to hip or something. You're running, and they go flying because there's just the weight difference. It's just a Newton's law of inertia thing. It's not anything else.
The leftist at the Harvard Crimson recently spoke out against transgender athlete bans and claimed that the evidence to support the case that men have a physical advantage over women is less than conclusive.
I saw that. Wow. How can you be an academic and make that argument?
Ideology blinds intelligence every single day.
I'll say, we got so many examples we've said so many times. Serena Williams is the greatest female tennis player of all time. She says she would lose in about a half an hour to the best dude. Caitlin Clark is the greatest college female basketball player of all time. No NBA team is even going to consider, even though it would make them a lot of money, her being a bench warmer for their team.
You give LeBron James hormones for 12 months and then you pit those two against each other and they'd be equal. You're an idiot. You're a fool.
Yeah. Anyway.
These are odd times, man.
God, I would
really
say.
Really odd.
Man, Barry Weiss is a national treasure.
Love her.
She was at the New York Times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And got driven out of there by their ideology. Anyway.
She is a liberal, but she's brilliant.
Some of what she wrote yesterday about the college protests, and particularly the nation's response to them, was brilliant as usual. That and other stuff on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
He's heading down the FDR
to the Manhattan courthouse on Chamber Street.
Arriving at this intersection of American history with defiance.
Arriving at the intersection of American history with defiance. The brilliant juxtaposing of the gravitas of the moment with simple traffic terms was... He arrived at the intersection of American history where he put a quarter in the parking meter of destiny. Leaving the car! Looking to avoid stepping in the urine puddle of jurisprudence.
John Stewart, who does The Daily Show once a week and is still funny.
Wow, that is good.
So
the
we got
breathless
on
breathless coverage. Oy.
We got on the topic of IQ is going down for the first time ever, they say. And I thought IQ was immutable. Like, you're born with a certain amount of brain power, and that's what IQ measured. I thought that's... Do we have a measure for brain power? We should. It'd be nice if we did. Or maybe it would be horrible if we did. You find out, like, in, you know, 6 months, your kid's a 4 out of 10.
Well, yeah, I wish I were more up on the state of the art of IQ testing. I really don't know.
Well, this person kind of is, well, I'm going to read the text, which is interesting. Originally, IQ was considered innate. You got this number, and we measured it. In the latter years of my career as a teacher, woke female administrators began arguing that intelligence was not innate. That may be why the article you read referred to how IQ could be raised or lowered. They don't understand the difference between intelligence and achievement because acknowledging that some are less intelligent than others violated their belief in equity. So it's possible that IQ was attempting to be a measure of something that you just have a certain amount of your whole life, but that went against a lot of what everybody wants to be true about human nature.
Oh.
And so there's been a movement to try to make that a different thing that can be lowered or raised with various programs, and then nobody is also to blame for, or you can't assign a reason to anybody being more successful or another. I don't know.
Yeah, I can believe that. I mean, the movement to do away with any objective measure if it gets in the way of woke programs, I mean, that's unmistakable, whether it's standardized testing or the ACT or even grades themselves, even doing homework or passing tests. That's it. It gets in the way of equity.
But even if you... Well, my belief at this point in my life, having been alive for a while and now having two kids that I'm raising, there's so many different kinds of intelligence. I can't imagine why IQ would ever matter that much anyway.
It would have to be much more complicated than like a single number.
Absolutely.
That's almost laughable because you don't know, is this a genius musician who can barely talk because they're shy? Or is this a skilled theoretical physicist or somebody who's extremely verbal?
Which would be better for whatever situation anyway? Because social intelligence, which I've seen in various people at various stages, is so important depending on... You know, maybe if you're going to be a scientist alone in a lab, it doesn't matter at all. But even then, getting your job, it matters. So, I mean, there's just so many different kinds of intelligence. I don't even understand the point of trying to measure an overall score.
Well, yeah, an overall score seems silly to me. I mean, you might have one of those polymaths who's a genius at several different fields, and obviously they're above the rest of us. But, yeah, you'd need at least like five categories maybe of sorts of intelligence, and each one of those five categories would have like four subscores that gave you that number. So it'd be a much more complicated flowchart than your IQ is 108. Congratulations.
It wouldn't shock me. Well, maybe it would shock me if IQ is actually dropping. If IQ is a number that can measure just overall intelligence, and if it's dropping. Well, I guess the smarter...
Idiocracy.
Yeah, well, and it's pretty well known that the higher up the ladder you are of achievement or education, the less likely you are to have kids and a smaller number of kids. So just from that standpoint, maybe IQ could drop.
Yeah, that's the premise of the movie. It seemed like a comedy. It's now clear it was a documentary, Idiocracy. It's also an excellent comedy. It's got electrolytes.
It's less funny now than it was when it first came out, what, in the 90s? Because so
much
many of
less funny.
So many of the things have happened.
Yes, it's we suggest strongly you watch it. The comedy part holds up as comedy. It's just the context has changed so much. It's uncomfortable to watch it.
These protests that are growing at college campuses across the country, primarily in support of Hamas and hatred of Jews. Am I overstating it by saying that? Anyway, Barry Weiss, the brilliant Barry Weiss, responded to that. I have that for you coming up.
And Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I know what protest is about. I participated in protests throughout my life. That is one of the fundamental rights we hold dear as Americans, the right to protest. What we are seeing playing out on many of our college campuses, and particularly in Columbia University, is hate. We're seeing vile language being used, and at no time should we call for the destruction of anyone, should we call for violence towards anyone. That is not what protesting is about.
That's Mayor Eric Adams of New York City saying, I participated in protests when I was young. These aren't protests, this is hate. Calling for the elimination of Israel, which would include getting rid of a whole bunch of human beings. And obviously anything that is specifically pro-Hamas is on board with all kinds of horrifying violence. Barry Weiss, who is really great, wrote yesterday this, and all these references she makes, if you don't know them, are in response to things that have happened in recent days. But For a second, she wrote, imagine that black students at Columbia were taunted with chants of go back to Africa. That's in response to Jews being told to go back to Poland at Columbia. Mm-hmm. Or imagine that a gay student at Yale was surrounded by homophobic protesters and hit in the eye with a flagpole. That happened with a Jewish kid. Or imagine if a campus imam told Muslim students that they ought to head home for Ramadan because campus public safety could not guarantee their security. God, can you imagine what an S-storm that would be if that happened? Because a rabbi said, leading up to Passover, to Columbia's Jewish students, you better head home because they can't keep you safe here.
Yeah, if you're visibly Jewish, you're in danger.
Barry Weiss wrote, there would be relentless fury from our media and condemnation from our politicians. Just remember the righteous and rightful outrage over the white supremacist Unite the Right march in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017, where neo-Nazis chanted, the Jews will not replace us. This weekend at Columbia and Yale, student demonstrators did all of the above, only it was directed at Jews. They told Columbia students to go back to Poland. A Jewish woman at Yale assaulted with a Palestinian flag. What will their response be? So far, there has been none. That is just somewhat unsurprising, but shocking at the same time that there hasn't been more of a pushback on this. I don't know what to say about that. I think it's specifically anti-Semitism, because the media could be on this more. I just think it's we agree with college kids, and we were college kids, and we're just on side with all college kids.
Or just this seems to be coming from the left politically, right, and we're generally sympathetic to the left, so we don't know quite what to do. It's intellectual cowardice and stupidity on a high level. I mean, I knew the legacy media were corrupt and biased and dopey, but this is, a measure that I never expected to see. Because Barry's absolutely right, the things she says. The comparisons. And as I said earlier, it might not start with like pure anti-Semitism, but that's where it ends up. You have the angry college protesters who are, it's so easy to use that energy. My God, you are being manipulated, you dopey kids. But you have them surrounding Jews for being Jews. And shouting at them or physically assaulting them or pushing them back and that sort of thing. So maybe it started with some sort of righteous, I believe the Israelis are oppressing the Palestinians belief, but it ends up at raw anti-Semitism, partly because a lot of these protests are being directed, at least partially, by radical Islamist organizations.
Okay, I want to transition to a new story just because I found this very amusing. Transition music, Michael, because that's pretty heavy. We're just doing important but heavy. There we go. There you go. So, the fact that this is in the New York Times is extraordinary. Papua New Guinea leader criticizes Biden's cannibal comment.
Oh,
this is from last week.
Yeah.
And the New York Times says, twice last week, Mr. Biden suggested without evidence that his uncle had been eaten by cannibals. That is quite the sub-headline.
Yeah, you got to pause to take that in for a second. Oh, that's right. The president claimed his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
Without evidence. In fact, right. They will present in moments some evidence that he was not, but...
I think it's beautiful that the leader of that Papua New Guinea, which is like a strategic partner with the U.S. Yeah. now, is saying, hey, you got to quit claiming that we eat people over here, all right? We don't.
And probably not as recently as the 40s was it regular to eat people, I'm guessing. But So twice last week, Mr. Biden suggested without evidence that his uncle had been eaten by cannibals. Here's the quote. We played it for you. He got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because, well, there used to be, there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea. Mr. Biden said of his uncle during an address on steel and aluminum tariffs in Pittsburgh on Wednesday. What's that got to do with the aluminum tariffs?
You talk about, I was wearing onions on my belt, which was the style at the time.
Right.
Rambling old man stories. How the hell did we get here?
Yellow onions. You couldn't get white onions because of the war. My Henry can quote that entire scene from memory. He loves that whole thing. Mr. Biden's description of his uncle's death does not match military records, says the New York Times. Ambrose Finnegan, a brother of Mr. Biden's mother, was a passenger in an aircraft that was, for unknown reasons, had to ditch in the Pacific Ocean in 1944. According to the Pentagon's agency that keeps track of this, both of the plane's engines failed at low altitude. There's no indication the aircraft was shot down, as Joe Biden has claimed many times over the years. Mr. Finnegan and two other men failed to emerge from the sinking wreck and were lost in the crash. Man, that is a gentle way of saying plane crash and they drowned. Failed to emerge from the sinking craft. I mean, that's a pretty horrifying way to go. Good Lord.
Might have been killed by the impact, but anyway.
One crew member survived and was rescued by a passing barge. An aerial search the next day found no trace of the missing aircraft or the lost crew members. Mr. Biden made a similar suggestion that his uncle had been cannibalized when he visited a war memorial bearing Mr. Finnegan's name in his childhood hometown of Scranton, part of a three-day campaign swing through the key battleground of Pennsylvania. So he has twice recently brought up his uncle being eaten by cannibals. And so I ask once again, now that it's been pointed out by the New York Times, as often as lies are pointed out by the Washington Post, is anybody going to go to the president and say, because he's campaigning in Pennsylvania like three times a week and will up to the election, because it's really one of the key swings. Say, is anybody going to tell the president, you got to stop telling the cannibal story? Everybody's on to you. The New York freaking Times is calling you out for saying your uncle got eaten by cannibals. You just got to lay off.
Michael, let's hear it. We have that handy, right? Let's hear the old man himself.
My uncle, they called him Ambrose Brozy, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete, they tell me, when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. He got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be there a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Wow.
So, shot down or not, you know, it's wartime, and I don't think that's a major thing. If your plane crashes during a war, whether the engine stopped or you got shot down, it's, you know, I don't, that doesn't bother me. But the whole claiming he was eaten by cannibals. I mean, yeah. What the hell? Yeah.
He was sitting at somebody's knee 70 years ago when he was, 75 years ago when he was a young child, and somebody mentioned that, yeah, Uncle Bozy was lost in around Papua New Guinea, and somebody said, yeah, I've heard they had cannibals there, and he put that together in his head, and he makes up tall tales all the time. That's just crazy and funny. Although, again, part of the reason I wanted to hear the audio is to remind me of how tired and old he sounds. It's just terrible. Hey, speaking of the New York Times actually calling that correctly.
But can you? I mean, Trump says a lot of nutty things. Crazy things. But, I mean, he said his uncle had been eaten by cannibals, and it turns out it's not true. Late night host would spend the, I'm sorry, for the next year, we're only going to make jokes about Donald Trump talking about his uncle being eaten by cannibals. So,
yes, 100%.
Prepare yourself.
Be hilarious, too. It'd be worth riffing on.
Yes, it would.
So, speaking of the New York Times, I thought this was so interesting. Frequent correspondent Paolo dropped us an email the other day. There was coverage in both the WAPO and the New York Times of, remember, Yuri Berliner, the NPR editor who claimed that NPR lacks ideological diversity, because it does, and they've gone way crazy radical left. Both papers covered that, but then they both had comments under the stories, like papers will, and they both had links to the top three most liked comments. And the top three in the New York Times, and I could click on them, but I can characterize them well enough because I read them, were like, yeah, I used to love NPR, but it's gone nutty. Or every single story is the same. They're totally woke, blah, blah, blah. Top three comments in the New York Times were all, Yuri Berliner's absolutely right. Top three comments in the WAPO I have in front of me, Big Bird and PBS have found a champion, and oh, the far right in their relentless attempts to cancel public broadcasting and end the reign of terror, blah, blah, blah. Always looking for a smoking gun, they found a blowhard instead. too. Longtime NPR listener, even though I'm old, Bubba, I stick with them because they're great at showing all sides of the issues. I started
hilarious.
As a person with middle-of-the-road leanings. I have to say the world has gone so far right that I am now considered leftist. So be it. Oh, the world has moved so far right. Centrists are now leftists. That is a truly unique point of view.
Wow.
And third most popular comment, in contrast to the New York Times comments in the Washington Post, I figured this guy screaming left-wing bias at NPR that he was being silenced or found at a hostile workplace was nothing more than a right-wing snowflake, with more in common with Hugh Hewitt than Edward R. Murrow or Walter Cronkite. Turns out I was right. The Washington Post is Pravda, man. It is so far left of the New York Times, you can't see it from there.
Right, and I haven't been following their Israel coverage that much, but I know the Jewish community is very unhappy with the Washington Post's version of all these stories.
And I almost never look at the WAPO anymore, and I used to every day. And that is the paper of record for our nation's capital.
Yeah, democracy dies in darkness.
Yeah, it doesn't fare very well covered in bull ass either.
Oh,
Washington Post.
Good one.
Yeah. And
we'll finish strong next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, change on the fly here. It's going to talk about happiness, family, that sort of thing, but we can do that tomorrow. We will be here again tomorrow, barring the unforeseen. Jack was mocking me earlier for throwing that in as a caveat. Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow, unless I'm killed. But we were talking earlier in the show, and there's a great article posted under Hot Links at Armstrong and Getty about musicians, for instance, or it can be computer programmers or whatever, athletes who get in the flow, and how you have to first be like really, really good at what you're doing. Practice and practice and practice, drill and drill and drill, the rest of that. But then when it comes time to perform, you just let loose. You just, as Charlie Parker said, forget it all and wail. What's really interesting is this: the neurologists who were studying this said that flow state creativity, when you're just cutting loose, is different from non-flow creativity. You've got the default mode network, which is a group of brain areas involved in introspection, daydreaming, and imagining the future. The default mode network spews ideas like an unintended garden hose spouts water without direction. It's like just stream of consciousness daydreaming. The aim is provided by the executive control network, which is in your brain's frontal lobe, which acts like, say, a gardener who points the hose to direct the water where it needs to go. And those two work together. in creative flow, no hose, no gardener. It's a different section of the brain, a couple of sections that light up. It's like you develop this new power that other people don't have. It's completely different from thinking your way through a piece of music. It's a different place in your brain. It's like a game, a video game, where you level up. And all of a sudden, this new area is available to you.
And not everybody can do this with anything? Some people don't have this ability to do it with anything in their lives. Is that what you're saying?
I suppose that's probably true.
I'm probably one of those. I don't think I can.
I find that a little sad. But in music, you can't just like turn off your brain and improvise? Or
I don't think so.
You certainly do it verbally.
Yeah, I guess verbally I do. I don't know. I don't actually know. But that is interesting. And then there's probably different levels within that. Reading Miles Davis' book, talking about Charlie Parker, the saxophone player, and how he would listen to Charlie Parker and he would hear what Charlie was doing. Like, Charlie would get bored and take the melody of the song and play it backwards in a different modal structure. That's not something you can learn. I mean, come on.
Oh.
Check your clock, it's time to stop. Jack and Joe, they've got to go. And if they don't get canned, they'll be back tomorrow.
There you go.
I love that one. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought. If I get canned, I'm going to do a podcast the next day. If I can, contractually. Read the fine print. NDAs, just like Stormy Daniels, huh? What? All right, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. There he is, Michelangelo. Final thought?
You know, I got a theory about Joe Biden's storytelling. The joke's on us. He's just trying to see how far he can take it. You know, he's now at the cannibal. It's going to keep getting worse and worse. He's telling his staff, watch this. I'm going to go out and tell this story. Nobody will call me on it. I promise.
So he's not Grandpa Simpson. No. He's Andy Kaufman.
Right. Exactly.
That's funny.
Katie Green, our esteemed newswoman, has a final thought. Katie?
So it's a little visual, but I've had this thing on all morning. It looked like a backpack, but it's a posture corrector.
Mm.
My neck feels a million times better right now. And I've only had it on for the duration of the show.
Do you think you have a smartphone neck? I'm hearing more and more and more about that. Like, they really actually think that's a thing. We spend too much time with our heads at an angle. We didn't used to have our heads at an angle.
Who knows? I don't know.
I got a head the size of one of the moons of Jupiter. Maybe I ought to try that. Maybe that'd help my neck. Jack, do you have a final thought for us?
I'm wearing my new tan suit. I'm not sure I like it because it's too close to my skin tone, so I just look like I'm walking around naked. But do you remember when Barack Obama got so much grief for wearing a tan suit? Oh, that was hilarious. What a hilarious moment in our ridiculously polarized politics. A president shouldn't wear a tan suit.
Thank you, Hank Jr. I'd love to go back to that simpler time. You remember when the giant national scandal was Bill Clinton and interns and the rest of it?
Mm. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people with thanks a little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. A lot of great hot links, including that Getting in the Flow article. Another article about using your hands helps your brain. Really interesting stuff. Drop us a line if there's something we ought to be talking about. Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
So barring some other unforeseen event, we will see you tomorrow.
Given two bad choices, I think it's my duty to pick
Armstrong and Getty.
They're way better at words.
Bad words.
Oh, my word.
Words.
Let me say one thing.
Could I buy like 15 pounds of meth?
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, I'm gonna call my lawyer. Gonna.
Okay.
So let's go out with a bang.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was gonna put him.
Thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.